Well, Merry Christmas. And again, I am just so delighted that you're joining us for this great celebration of Christmas. A few weeks ago, I was watching the news. And that phrase should give away something. I was watching the news. I'm in that generation, that demographic. We're called boomers. And we boomers tend to still watch the news. Let me tell a little bit about myself, about gathering news, which might be different than some folks. In the mornings while I'm having my breakfast, coffee, I read the New York Times. I also take a peek at news about Cape Cod. You may have places that you like to keep track of what's going on in areas perhaps where you grew up or places that are of importance to you or places where you have family. Then I tend to watch cable news. Now, I know not everybody does that. Many of you don't follow cable news. Many of you don't have cable, just don't feel a need for it. And we find our news in varied and different ways. But for those of you not familiar with what I call the cable news networks is, I tend to follow two of them in particular, CNN and MSNBC. There's quite a few different options, but there's a similarity to the various shows that you see. Basically, every hour there's a host who's the anchor, and every 15 minutes or so, they bring on three or four other people to join them in conversation about some topic. Then there's a commercial, then they come back, and there's three or four other people who are talking about some topic. And there's a commercial, and three or four other people come on and talk. At the end of an hour, they're finished, the anchor gives a summary of the whole hour. And then in the next hour, it starts again. So there are people who come on, these kind of commentators who are invited in to talk about various topics. One of my favorite commentators that I hear and sometimes on in these conversations is John Meacham. Don't know if you know John Meacham or have heard of him. He's an historian, a biographer, a journalist. He's written some really, really wonderful books. His latest is on John Lewis that I recommend you pick up. He's also an Episcopalian, a graduate of the University of the South in Sewanee, and actually very involved in the life of the Episcopal Church. If John Meacham is going to be on one of these panels, I'll tend to stop everything I'm doing to hear him. If they say in our next segment, John Meacham joins us, I will stop what I'm doing, sit down and listen. And that's what I did a few weeks ago. The conversation had to do with the divisiveness and the dysfunction of our federal government at this time, and all the fights and ugliness that's going on, the hatred that's going on. And John Meacham was sharing an observation I want to share with you. Let me put it this way. This is what I heard John Meacham say. I want to be fair to John Meacham. I know as a person who preaches and speaks, we clergy do a lot of speaking. I've had occasion where someone will come up to me and say, George, I really liked what you said in your homily. I really like what you said in this class today. And I'll say, what is it that you heard that really spoke to you? And they'll tell me, they'll share it with me, and I'll say to myself, I'm not sure I said that. but if I said something that gave some sense of meaning to this person and a way to learn more, then I'll take credit for that. So I want to be fair to John Meacham. This is what I heard him say in this conversation. The observation was made that we tend to experience life, and through our experiences, we begin to develop a way that we understand life, understand the world around us. John Meacham was using the phrase, we form our definitions. Sometimes I like to use the phrase, our lenses, the way we see. We create our definitions. And continued experience helps us to continue to develop and come to know better the meaning of this world around us. But what John Meacham said in this commentary was that he felt we're living in a time now where we just make our definitions And that's where we stay. We shape our definitions even before perhaps we've had enough experience. We make the definition, and then when we see experience, that experience has to fit into that definition. And if it doesn't, it just doesn't fit. It's just pushed away. It's just ignored because it doesn't fit, or perhaps it can threaten our own definition, our own way that we're locked into. And what John Meacham was suggesting is it really should be the other way around. Experience helps develop us, helps develop our sense of understanding and defining and lenses which we see things. But we live in a time now where the other is happening. People just choose a definition, perhaps choose an ideology, and are locked into it, and nothing is going to get in. Nothing is going to change. That was part of a larger discussion about our country today, and I found some significance in that conversation myself, I got to tell you. But think about that idea, if I've explained it enough. We could live in our definition and not allow experience to really speak to us anymore. That thought struck me as I was preparing a few weeks ago to think about what I could say this Christmas to share with you. When I read the story of the birth of Christ, I think we see a variety of people who come from these different experiences. Those who are open to the experience of helping them come to know who they are and who meaning in their lives, and those who just live in a defined way and nothing is going to change them. Look at the story tonight, the story from Luke of this wondrous Christmas story. You know, it's an iconic, mythic story. We just love hearing. In those days, a decree went out. You know, every Christmas we say that. And it just moves us, the story that we're told in Luke's gospel. But listen to the angels speak to the shepherds. The shepherds are about their everyday life. And the angels tell them of something. This Jesus who was born, this Messiah, this King. And the shepherds, what do? They move. They go to the manger. They walk. They follow. They move and come to this experience of this newborn Christ. And their lives are changed. Their whole way of, if you want to use the word, defining life is changed and expanded and broadened and transformed. In a few weeks, we'll hear the story of the wise men who come from another world, another culture, another language, another place. And they come to this Jesus. The story, they follow a star, and they come to know this Jesus, and their lives are changed. And I love the phrase, how they came to Jesus one way, but they go back home a different way. When you've encountered Christ, you can't go back the same way. If you've allowed the experience of Christ to touch your life, you can't go back to the same way. You are transformed. Mary and Joseph, their lives are totally transformed in this experience of the Christ born to them. But we also know of stories of those who live in that very defined world that just won't let them be open to the experience. Remember the story of the wise men coming to find Jesus, and they stop and they meet a king along the way, King Herod, and they tell him this: there's this king born, and Herod is definitely in his defined world. A what? A king? Tell me about him when you come back, so I may go and worship him, he says. But his goal is to kill Jesus, to wipe out that experience, to push it away, not allow anything to come in. Many of the religious leaders of that time, religion can oftentimes live in a way that we live in our definitions and can't allow ourselves to perhaps experience newness. The religious leaders of that time expected the Messiah to come and be a particular thing. Some felt a military leader or a great king. They had a defined way that the Messiah was going to come. But this Jesus did not fit that definition. Unfortunately, they weren't able to experience the wondrous love and life and light of this Jesus of this Messiah, of this newborn king, so locked away. So tonight, as we gather to celebrate this feast of Christmas, as we who are part of this faith community of St. Paul's, and also as we welcome those who are visiting with us, I invite you and challenge us to be a people who do not lock ourselves away in a certain defined way of viewing all of our reality, but we as a community of faith, in relationship with each other, hear each other, listen to each other, bump into each other, learn things from each other, open ourselves to experiences that are new and different and perhaps changing of us. And that we as a community can go forth into this world open to experiences that may sometimes be outside of our defined experience of life, our defined culture, our defined language, our defined ways of seeing things, and allow these different experiences to transform us and change us. And by going into those experiences, truly meet the Christ who calls us to this newness, to this life. For those of you visiting with us, we here at St. Paul's, we try to live into that. We try. This is not always easy to do. We try to reach out beyond ourselves. The ministry of One Wake, a way of looking to experience things that perhaps we need to be about. Affordable housing, a living wage, education that is available to all, not to just a select few. Perhaps not just us, but to be open to the experience of realizing there are other experiences of life out there that we need to engage with and be changed ourselves and change this culture around us. Habitat for Humanity, which we build homes with each other and also with families who are building this home for their own family, their own life, their own hope, to be transformed in that relationship and making a difference. In the work we do with refugees who come from a totally different culture, world, language, diet, way of seeing life, by entering into relationships, we find the Christ and we are made new and we are changed through those experiences. Our work with the farm workers, not more than an hour from here, who pick the food that we eat daily. And to sit at our table and realize this food we eat is connected to these folks. And Christ is present there. Who live in some very horrible ways, deplorable ways of living. How can we make a difference? How can we experience the relationships that call us to something new, to step out of our perhaps own defined ways of seeing things? During this pandemic that we've lived in for so many months, to realize there are people even here in our community who need food, who need support. We here at St. Paul's have adopted an apartment complex, and we have over these last few months, you know, been a source of providing food to folks, opening ourselves up to that experience, opening ourselves up to Christ in our midst. I'd like to suggest during this Christmas celebration that as we walk through a time of challenge, a time of pandemic, a time of racism, and prejudice, and hatred, that we open ourselves to the experience of being transformed and not lock ourselves into our defined ways of understanding, but being willing to not define the experience through our definition, but allow the experience to begin to transform us so we can define and redefine and refine and be transformed as a people. That is Christ among us. That is the light that comes into the darkness. That is the life that comes to change this world and change us. So I invite you this night to consider that image if it can speak to you, that we may go forth into this world experiencing things beyond perhaps our own life and letting it reshape us and reform us. I just don't think you can encounter Christ without changing your definitions. You cannot encounter Christ without being transformed and changed. And we need that. We need that in our country. We need that in our world. We need to listen and hear the experiences of others and make a difference and live into the dream that God has for this world that leads us to the true light and life offered to us by our Creator. Merry Christmas.